Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
The Below Deck After Show is finally here.
You've heard us talk about season 8 thus far, from Chef Rachel's blow up over missing caviar to Shane Sunshine Coopersmith's missteps on deck.
Now we're going to hand it over to Captain Lee and the crew to hear what they really think about what went down aboard My Sienna in BravoTV.com's exclusive season 8 After Show.
The Below Deck After Show is available every week on BravoTV.com and Bravo's YouTube channel, and we'll be bringing them to you as podcast episodes every Sunday.
Let's get into it.
That beach picnic, when Eddie was making his first trip over there, he wanted to know if I wanted him to come back. And I said, Eddie, I said, yeah, you're going to have to come back because I'm going to bet you all the money I got that somebody forgot something.
It's embarrassing, too.
Yeah.
Can I just get a rosé?
Yes, absolutely. I only have one bottle of the champagne, that's it.
Have you got any other ones?
No.
All the time in yachting, something gets forgotten. Like, I mean, we're just not perfect people as much as we try.
Picture of margarita is not with us. Do you have any sunscreen for the guests?
No.
No. Should really have sunscreen.
Ash, Elizabeth, do you think you could get some shot glasses and tequila?
Seriously?
So I'm a second stew now. And yes, a lot of those service, especially for the beach picnics, duties should be given to me. The only thing is that there was no direction or leadership really to where, you know, what needs to be included. Where are these things?
It's really difficult for me to have to think about that stuff as well. Elizabeth is appearing to expect everything to already have been done for her. Whereas she's to actually do it herself. And it's just like what the rosé and the champagne is just for. And I don't think it's going to appear on the beach. Like, you have to put in the legwork. You're going to the beach. That's your responsibility. Everything that's going with you that's going to the beach, like, think ahead. Think 4 steps ahead of everybody, you know? Yeah.
They forgot champagne. How fast can you get back to the boat and back here?
Fast.
Fast, Eddie. We need 3 bottles of rosé.
Okay, copy that.
Would anybody like any water, sparkling or still?
I guess so.
They forgot the champagne?
I guess so.
What the f***?
I know.
Even if it means you have to write a list down, which she's been told multiple times from both of us. But can I just say, who takes one bottle of wine amongst how many guests? Like 6 to 8 guests? Like, what the hell? One person can drink a whole bottle of rosé. I know I can drink a whole bottle of rosé. Like,
Elizabeth is a very sweet, pure soul, but she is quite, like, scatterbrained, like, quite flighty. I think as well, like, with Elizabeth, like, she was not having the greatest time inside, so she was probably standing in survival mode a lot of the time. So her mind might not always have been on the job, but, yeah, I'm not surprised that stuff got left behind.
I will usually make sure that, like, of course these things are stocked with alcohol. I usually bring too much alcohol because I like giving the guests, you know, even more than they're asking for. It's like, whatever, you're on vacation, have fun. So if she got mad at me because I brought one bottle of rosé, I still don't think that makes me an incompetent second stew because this one time I didn't bring another bottle of rosé, but I brought everything else. Anyway, and what I did was ask her for more rosé, just trying to fix the problem.
You were the best.
Yes, everything's so good.
Yay!
Woo! The sound of rosé. It's always a party when champagne's a popping.
You need to have this stuff already sorted. You need to think for the guest before they've even thought about it.
Literally. Yep, that's it.
Other yachts that are in the same anchorage of us, they see that we're setting up a beach picnic. And then they see the tender going back and forth, back and forth, and back
they
and forth.
They know no guests are that demanding.
No. No,
and no crew can be that goddamn forgetful. Yes, they can.
Yes, they can. Our crew.
When you all are putting the slide out and a lot goes on, it, you know, the slide always presents some issues for the crew, it seems like.
You couldn't have worked at getting that slide in that sort of a position. If you planned it, I just looked at it and I don't know. I'm going like, how in the f- did they do this?
The
Now we need to open this up.
You know what? This is not right.
That's gonna be attached to the bone. Oh my God.
So you're saying this is backwards?
Top part up there?
Yeah.
They don't go down there, they go up here. It's gotta come up this way. That leg right now has to be on this side. So it's gotta rotate 180 degrees.
This slide had like so many pieces and different lines and like different connection points. And oh my God.
And James, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, yeah.
He looked like a cat trying to cover it up on a hot tin roof.
I mean,
he was just everywhere and nothing was getting done.
Yeah, it was.
And you have to tell him the simplest things. Okay, James, the reason I'm pulling it towards me is because I need it to come that way. In order for it to come towards me, you have to ease up on your line.
Yeah, slack your line.
No, he had a death grip on it. I'm not giving it. So, James, let it go. All right.
Nice grab. Oh, guys, you got to see this. It's hilarious looking.
Oh, my God, this is so funny. You ever see on Facebook the little picture of the little koala bear that's grabbing on somebody, it's stuck on somebody's finger, little babies? Yeah. Well, that's what Eddie looked like when he jumped off the side of the boat and he had death grip on the front part of his body.
He was like, you know, this little thing floating down. I was like, oh my God, he's actually going to kill himself.
Eddie went down and just like, junk. He got airborne. I'm going, this is not going to be good.
I knew how to get there. So I was like, all right, here we go. When I hit it, I just locked onto it as hard as I could. So I didn't dunk and just bounce into the water. It was perfectly executed.
It was.
It's just everything else I was doing that day was complete failure.
Oh, my God.
And took way too much effort.
I know the slide better than anybody. I just felt I needed to help. And, God, you talk about people freaking out.
I tried to put a stop to that.
I need to get this line here.
Cap, no, Captain.
I got this, Jesus Christ.
Let someone else do that.
You're like, oh, I got this. And you start climbing over the gunwale. And I was like, no, absolutely not. I was like, you're not going to get hurt because of my screw up. Not happening. Sometimes you got to be stern with the cap, you know? It's like, not happening. No.
But we got there.
Yeah, we got there. It just took way too long.
It did.
It was my fault. Yeah, it was my fault. Yeah, I put two clips in the wrong spot. It's a two-part slide. You have the slide itself and then the foot. Where the bottom of the foot connects to the slide, I put it here and not here. And that's all it took for it to just be like.
So Francesca, it seems like things still seem a little rocky with how you feel Elizabeth is doing.
She is a second stew, but you know, as the charters go on, I'm seeing a lot of cracks.
Chips. Can we just make it a little bit neater?
Drawers.
You can organize it better if you'd like.
This is really bad. The chemicals, you're in a confined space.
Right.
I said that to you. We also need to rip down these decorations.
Oh.
Not during service. Should have been done last night.
It's very frustrating because, you know, when you're in the middle of charter, sure, there's a little bit of time for training, but not really. Like, you know, I could say something really quickly to her, but you need to come on not prepared and understand what's going on and know what you're doing.
The galley pantry, it's not completely clean. Beach setup stuff, it's still a mess. I really need you to step up the game because the two-stripe situation is not working for me at the moment.
I'm really sorry for lacking in some areas, but I really plan on 100%.
She's my boss. Of course, I will respect her and take the criticism, and I will make sure that I will do better next time. That's all I can do with that, even if I might feel like it was a little unfair because it was like, you know, there was no compliments on everything else that I was doing.
The second stew needs to be the chief stewardess's backup to be able to rely on her without even thinking about it, you know? And I feel like I felt that with Ash after, I don't even know how long, probably the first day or something. I was just like, she'll take care of it. I know she will. And that's what I need to feel like with both of them. And I just wasn't getting that from Elizabeth.
I know how frustrated Francesca. Am I really like making this team slack?
I wouldn't say it's slack.
I really love this job. Like, I don't want to lose it. And I just hope that those little things will happen less and less.
There was no like, hey, you know, I know you're working so hard and, you know, I know you're capable and I believe in you and you're great. But like, you know, these guests were waiting and just please make sure this needs to happen. Like, it, I don't know. There's just other ways of being a leader and communicating with your staff.
Can you please make sure the guests are first priority?
I said to check on them in 10 minutes.
I thought you were with them. Sorry.
I instructed you to do that.
The thing about people in power or that want more power is that like a way to control you is to make you feel insecure, like strip away confidence a bit, like make you question your capabilities. And trust me, you'll start seeing how you're not performing as well, because you know it's hard to be this the bigger person, the strong one, and like kind of just knock through all that. Like when your boss doesn't believe in you and doesn't trust you, and it's like the worst feeling ever, you know.
It seems like you keep an eye on Rachel during this charter and especially the first, you know, meal or so, the first dinner service.
I'm just in the get it done mode.
Great.
Breathe, breathe, breathe.
Well, I want to make sure that somebody put the pin back in the hand grenade because it's already gone off once.
Yeah.
And it wasn't pretty.
I need to punch them in the f***ing scrotum.
Can I help you?
I'll slit someone's throat. They haven't f***ing sent this. I'm not joking right now.
I want to make sure that pin stays put. I don't need that sucker shaking loose again. No. That wasn't going to happen on my watch.
I'm instead of the sea, and I'm Captain Lee, and I'm here to see that you are not going to show me.
But I actually really liked him being in there anyways, you know? I've had captains that are super interactive with their chefs and the charters, and I love to see that. So it was, I knew he was checking up on me to make sure I was okay, but I actually really enjoyed his company coming in as well.
Because sometimes chefs are like, Captain should stay out of the galley, you know.
Not Rachel.
Come on in. Come on. Lower the barrier.
You'll know when she needs her concentration and she wants everybody to f*** out. You'll know.
Yeah, you'll know. You'll
until know. Then, you'll everyone's see the face. Welcome, right? Everyone's welcome.
Yeah.
So after Shane leaves, the crew gets a new deckhand, Rob.
Hi.
How y'all doing?
Good, how you doing?
Good, I'm Rob.
Eddie,
oh, nice to meet you. Hi, I'm Francesca.
I'm the new deckhand.
Awesome. Oh, great.
Yeah. When I met Rob, I was like, oh, who's this handsome devil?
He's like very good looking.
Rob, oh my God.
Hi, Rob.
Rob, geologist.
What kind of experience do you got working on boats?
Sailing boats.
Sailing boats?
So mostly like under 20 meter sailing boats.
At least he's cute.
Fantastic.
I was really excited to have him on the crew. I was like, oh, thank God. Like, you know, I lost Avery and that was such a hit, but you know, this guy, he seems to know his way around a boat, sailboats, but a lot of experience. I mean, most experienced than anybody else on the crew. So I was really, my first impression was great about him.
Everyone seemed pretty sound. Like it was boat people doing boat stuff. I just had to find my bunk and my chamois and I was good to go.
We've done similar things. Like we both worked for flotilla sailing in Croatia, and sailors are interesting characters. They're not yachties. They are the bad boys of the sea. But it was good to have someone that could actually lift like something. Like Shane, literally one of the deck chairs, which was like 2 kilograms, was so light. You'd have two people lifting it and Shane would be like, lift it. So it was a muscle on the team, that's for sure.
I think he was really shy and quiet when he first joined, and it was sort of difficult to have a conversation with him. But he lives in Byron Bay, which is close to Ash, so I thought that was quite cool.
Yeah, no, he was pretty quiet and reserved. Like, I remember him walking down to the crew mess, and I think you and I were together, and we were like, ooh, hi. He was a bit awkward at the beginning to try and get a bit of conversation out of him, your right chest, like, even to get boo out of him. It was kind of like, okay, I'm just going to walk away from this really awkward conversation now and like pretend that I never spoke to you.
Is that starch?
Yeah.
On every napkin?
Yep.
Tell me more about this lobster crab boil.
Well, it's just like a messy seafood feast, I think.
All right.
In my opinion, he doesn't have much personality. Like, he's got about as much personality as like a 6-foot asparagus.
But good looking, like good to nice.
Oh, yeah. He has pretty eyes.
He had like these piercing green eyes and like these tattoos. And I was like, you and James are going to be so much trouble. I could just tell.
I was like one of the last people to see Rob. And I was on the, not the main deck, the upper deck aft. And he was walking up the stairs. I'm sure he was. And that's when I met him. I was taken back. I thought, already, you know, by the way he holds himself in his presence, this guy knows how to clean a boat. So I couldn't have felt more relieved. I was happy to have him. If a friend introduces you to like another friend, you just go, oh, he's one of the lads. When people say he's one of the lads, you instantly know that you can talk about certain things and you've got that in common. So you can instantly straight away just have the banter and have a laugh with him. And Rob, to me, felt like he was the only guy or the only person on that boat that came across as, oh, he's one of the lads. So that was brilliant for me. In my heart, that as well, mate.
That warms my heart a little bit, James.
If you're going to leave, then leave. If you're going to leave and put, you know, all of us to the wind, say, fuck you guys, good luck, see ya. I mean, that's a real illustration of your character. And, you know, I'm going to lose a lot of respect for you.
For more from Captain Lee and the crew, head to BravoTV.com and sign up with Bravo Insider to get exclusive Below Deck After Show content.
And we'll be back with our full episode on Saturday.
Bye. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long. You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at BravoTV.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, missing.